Thank you very much. Regarding the first question, Ethiopia has been always with Somalia since early 1990s. You remember the first big conference, reconciliation conference, and it was not the first actually, but the biggest one took place here in Addis Ababa in 1993. And there was a number of months that this process was going on under the auspices of the Ethiopian government and the United Nations. So Ethiopia has always been with Somalia since the collapse in early 1990s, and Ethiopia is still with Somalia even today after 22 years of attempts. We appreciate the role of Ethiopia in stabilizing Somalia in the past and even into today. Although there has been a very difficult history, old history, but Ethiopia has proven that it crossed the barriers and opened a bridge to Somalia, and I, as a new president for Somalia, we will utilize that opportunity that Ethiopia has given to the Somali people, and we will work with them to get better Somalia and better regional stability in the Horn of Africa. So we appreciate that role. Regarding the Somali people who live in Ethiopia, this is a home for Somalis, and you know, it's not only it's Somalia, Somali people from Somalia that are guests, and I've never come across any complaint for our citizens who are living here in Ethiopia, in Addis Ababa particularly. People here, they feel home, and that's the feedback we are getting from them, and we are following that trust that our people have already given to the people of Ethiopia, and we appreciate their hospitality, and we say thank you very much for the people and the government of Ethiopia. Regarding Kismayo is one of the 18 regions of Somalia that has been indicated in the Somali constitution. And of course, it has its own history in the past 22 years. Kismayo in particular, as the third largest city in Somalia, and the region of Jubas in general, there have been always hands exchange among the different groups that have been fighting in Somalia. That era is now finished. We are going to approach Kismayo and Juba as part of Somalia, and we have no special treatment for it, but we want to use our policy of building state institutions at regional, local level. My government is responsible for federating the country. As you are aware, Somalia has adopted a federal system and a federal constitution. And one of the mandates of my government is to federate the country. And this will definitely take some time. The history of Somali statehood is always indicated there has always been a highly centralized governance system in Somalia. For the 30 years that Somalia was an independent state, since 1960 to 1990. So all our laws, all our regulations we have in place is made for highly centralized system. So our challenge now is, when it comes to federating the country, having the legal framework in place, then only the federal system will fly. We don't want to repeat the mistakes of the past, failure after failure. So this time, we developed a process whereby we start the laws empowering the local people so that they do understand what federalism is and what role they are supposed to play in the federalism. And in the meantime, our parliament is involved in producing the legal framework necessary for federating the country. So it's maybe time-consuming, but we are already, plans are in place, and plans are moving. Yes, Kismayo was the latest liberated area from Shabab, and maybe that's one of the areas that it is. It has its own historical context in the past. Knowing all this experience, we are going to deal with them as part of Somalia, and we want the local people to be empowered, and we want the local people to be given a chance whereby they can select their leaders at the local level. And the government, the central government of Somalia, is facilitating that process, and we will do that, and we already started doing that.
Yeah, thank you very much, Arun. I think Ethiopian Defense Force is there in Somalia, part of Somalia, in the Gedo region, to support the peace building there. And we are waiting for, as we said earlier, we are waiting for the AMISOM force to come in and replace us. And until we get that assurance, then we'll be waiting there that the AMISOM comes and give the assurance that there will not be any relapsing of Al-Shabaab coming into that area. So we want to assure that Al-Shabaab will never come back to that area. So until then, the Ethiopian Defense Force will remain there and then get the support of AMISOM to get out from there.
Now, let me give a chance to the Chinese Mr. Adiz.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency, Mr. Haidamari. Now that there is new leadership in Somalia, what would be the Ethiopian contribution when it comes to building peace in general for the country? Mr. President, what are your plans to make Somalia a more stable country in a very big region?
Thank you very much. The Ethiopian contribution we have discussed today with the President in our joint ministerial commission meeting. And apart from the security and peace building in Somalia, we have also agreed that there is a window of opportunity for Somalia to be a stable country with a new election of the President and with the parliament in place. And with a cabinet, strong cabinet, with a small number but effective cabinet in place. So I think institution building is one of the important issues that the Somali government and people has to be supported. So Ethiopia, with our experience in institution building for the last 20 years, we are ready to support the Somali government in civil service reforms that has to be in place. We are also ready to build, to give trainings to the officers of the Somali Defense Force, which is very important backbone for building security forces in Somalia. And we also agreed that we'll support in, in establishing the institutions there in Somalia, which has been there but now left because of the war torn. In the country. So we need to re-establish with the Somali government these institutions together with our little capacity but with our strong desire to support to see that institutional processes and building will be in Somalia. Apart from that, Somalia is rich in agriculture and people have to start to produce because of the peace prevailing in Somalia now. So we also agreed to support in terms of deploying our professionals in agricultural sector to support the agricultural production, resumption of agricultural production in Somalia.
Okay. Regarding the issue of the plans in place, at the early stages, Somalia has developed a document called the Foundations of New Beginning. That document is based on a six-pillar policy framework whereby we put the priorities in place. The problems and the challenges of Somalia is large in number. We decided to prioritize it and we put it in that six-pillar policy framework in place already. And on top of that six-pillar, security is the first and foremost priority for Somalia. And then followed by the judiciary system and the public finance management. These three are the top priority, but security has always been and still is the priority number one for Somalia. So there are plans in place already on how to stabilize. There is an IGAD plan of stabilization, and there is a national stabilization plan that are already been designed and developed and were in place. We started the implementation of these instruments for stabilizing the country as a whole and working together. The challenges are high. Building security forces on one hand, and on the other hand, fighting with Shabaab is a challenge. Security forces are always built at peacetime so that they can serve at the wartime. But for us, we have both challenges, and this is where the support of Ethiopia has always been important and still is in supporting us dealing or facing, addressing these challenges. Regarding the stabilization plan, security is the most important one, of course. Administration building, which I was discussing now, is another important area. So soon you will be hearing that local administration is being emerged from different corners of Somalia. It will not be the central government that remains in Mogadishu that will be controlling the country, but it will be the local people and the administrations they establish it by themselves in support with the Somali government will be the ruling apparatus in place all over Somalia. That's what we plan it, and that's what we are already started and doing it. Thank you. Al-Shabaab is obstacle to Somalia, but their problem is not limited to Somalia. Their problem is a regional problem, their problem is international problem. Because of the circumstances and the situation in place, they make their home in Somalia, but the agenda of Shabaab is international and all over the world knows. Fortunately, now Al-Shabaab literally is defeated now. They are on the run. Their chain and their command and control has been destabilized, and they are now on the run, and they are in the bush. Soon, there will not be a known front for Al-Shabaab in Somalia. But as you know, their nature, their character, the way they are made is such that they will melt back into the society. So we have a very clear agenda on that. Somalis, as a Somali government, we have no relationship and we don't have one, and we do not intend to have one with the foreign fighters in Somalia. The only option open for them is to leave the country. Let them go where they come from. If they don't go, then it's our responsibility to create an environment that makes them go. Other than that, we don't have. For us, for the Somalis, there are different reasons that our young boys and girls join to Al-Shabaab. There are root causes for that. After the military defeat, the Somali government is planning now and will implement to address those root causes, so that those young boys and girls who went into Al-Shabaab for different reasons will join back to the mainstream of the society and become useful citizens to the society. But the ideology of Shabaab, the foreign fighters, have no place in the new Somalia. Thank you. Yes, the Ethiopian forces and African Union mission is fighting with Shabaab, but hand in hand with our security forces. The AMISOM and the Ethiopian forces, our forces are fighting with them, and they are giving us training. They are training our forces, not only theoretically or in the camp, but also in the battlefield. So our young security institutions of Somalia, they are getting experience, and every day they are getting maturity to take over. By the time the Ethiopian forces and the AMISOM forces withdraw Somalia, we have the confidence that we will be in a position to take over and maintain the stability of Somalia and contribute the overall stability of the region. That's our plan, and we are working on that. There is a timeline. We are working on it. As the Prime Minister rightly indicated, that the training continues at the lower level, at the highest level, and we are sharing whatever experience we can gain from those forces on the ground from Ethiopia and from Somalia. Regarding the collaboration between Somalia and Ethiopia, Ethiopia has ample experience on building a federal state institutions in place, and they have a lot of experience. We do not need to reinvent the wheel. We will share with their experience, and we believe that that will shorten our journey. Although we have differences in many areas, like the diversity of the community here in Ethiopia is so rich, we are not that much diverse. But even we have our own diversity at the lower level. So whatever experience that Ethiopia has gained throughout these long years that proved to be a successful experience, we will share and we will benefit out of it. And we hope soon we will have a different Somalia. Thank you.
This is the end of the session. Please, we thank you for attending. We thank the leaders for the press conference as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.